News. I'm Ben Thomas. Overnight, Israel began blistering attacks on the heart of Iran's nuclear and military structure. Ed Donahue on what's followed.
Top Iranian generals and scientists were killed. Iran retaliated. Explosions flared in the sky over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Some missiles reached the ground.
Inshallah.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said, God willing, we will act powerfully. We will not show any leniency. Their lives will become bitter, no doubt. They shouldn't think they hit and it's over. No, they started this and waged a war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the people of Iran, saying the Islamic regime that has oppressed them for nearly 50 years is threatening to destroy his country. Their goal is to remove the nuclear threat.
And as we achieve our objectives, we're also clearing the path for you to achieve your objective, which is freedom.
Among the key sites attacked was Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility. I'm Ed Donahue.
About 200 Marines have moved into Los Angeles, and Haya Panjwani reports.
The Marines will join some 2,000 National Guard troops that have been on the streets since last week when immigration raids set off protests. Major General Scott Sherman is the military commander overseeing the 4,700 troops deployed.
The soldiers will not participate in law enforcement activities.
Sherman also confirmed.
We have had no soldier or Marine detain anyone. They have watched federal law enforcement arrest personnel as they were protecting. They have not had to detain anyone at this point.
Haya Panjwani, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order on elections. It sought to require documentary proof of citizenship for everyone registering to vote and only accept mailed ballots received by Election Day. Stocks closed the week with substantial losses, the S&P down 1.1%. This is AP News. In India, investigators have recovered the flight data recorder of the Air India flight that crashed yesterday in Ahmedabad. Meanwhile, Walter Ratliff reports there's mourning in London.
Members of the Hindi community gathered at Neasden Temple in northwest London to mourn the victims of an Air India plane that crashed as it was bound for the British capital. At least 240 people were killed when the plane crashed in a residential area shortly after takeoff.
The mood is obviously one of sadness.
The temple's head Swami says that many people coming here had relatives and friends in the plane crash.
Actually, they are saddened, shocked as well, and they turn to the mandir, the temple, for comfort as well as solace in this very difficult time of grieving.
He says the temple has close ties to the region where many of the passengers were from.
Obviously, they feel it's close to home.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.